Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The end is coming. When you heard that sentence, most of you thought of the end of this fall quarter, which is important and serious enough as you are completing papers and getting ready for tests. Our text from 2 Peter, though, is dealing with a different and far greater end, the completion of the history of this universe, the last day, Judgment Day. On that day, there will be a catastrophe, unlike any other catastrophe, a fiery disaster which will make every other fire seem like a mere spark in comparison. On Judgment Day, the universe will burn up. The Apostle Peter reminds us this fire on the last day will occur at the word of the Lord. This fire will happen because of sin. The fact this fire will happen gives us encouragement. Peter writes in the verse preceding our text, "By the word of God, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction." The word heavens in this verse and the rest of the text does not refer to the heaven where the triumphant saints are living in glory with the Lord, but rather this word refers to the universe. Our planet, indeed the whole universe, will someday be consumed by fire. The text says, "The heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved. They will melt as they burn." We don't know when this last day will be, but we do know that the day of the Lord is coming. The future destruction that will take place on that day will happen merely at the utterance, at the command of the Lord. God, the Almighty Creator, who called this universe into being, into existence by his word, can and will destroy it merely by his word. This complete destruction will happen because of sin. If everything in the universe was in line with the perfect will of God, if everything matched the holiness and absolute purity of God, there would be no need for a judgment day. But the first people disobeyed God. They were corrupted by sin, and their evil nature became that of all their descendants except for Jesus Christ. We and other people, by nature wicked and unclean, have done our own share of going against God's holy will with our thoughts and our behavior. What a horrible amount of transgression is observed by the Lord who sees everything. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, not only their descendants, but also the whole creation was ruined by sin. Sin contaminated, permeated the universe. Therefore, Judgment Day is coming. God has delayed its arrival because of his mercy and long-suffering, in order that he, as Peter writes, might bring many people to repentance. But according to God's own timetable, the last day will occur, and our text reminds us how horrible sin is in its ultimate consequences. Because the history of mankind has been overwhelmingly characterized by trespassing against the Lord, and because all creation is ruined by sin, the holy God who hates sin will come in judgment. He will destroy this universe with fire. That fire will come to an end with the destruction of the present heaven and earth. But the flames of hell, into which unbelievers, body and spirit, will be placed by the Lord, will never go out. They will burn forever with fierce, unspeakable heat. So far, we have not received much encouraging news. Is there any encouragement for us in this message of total, utter destruction? Yes. This passage from 2 Peter shows us that God is in complete control of the universe. At times, we might be tempted to doubt God's power or his activity in the world when we hear about various and manifold manifestations of evil. But God remains in charge. There is no escaping his justice. He will deal with impenitent sinners in his own way in this life and in the next. There will be a day of final reckoning. We have had questions as to why we have experienced certain tragedies, afflictions, and wrongs, and we might not get answers this side of heaven. These verses from 2 Peter, however, reassure us that God, who called creation into existence, who will end it by his word, continues to reign. No force or power can thwart his plans. He is working in all matters for the good of the Christian church, for the good of those who love him. He knows and guides each one of us and gives us the help and strength we need. Along with the assurance of God's total control is the assurance these verses give us of God's love, which encourages us. Another reason God will destroy this universe is because of his tremendous love for you, me, and all believers. He will do this for our benefit, carrying through to completion his work of salvation. What is God's complete work of salvation? First, we confess that Jesus Christ lived, died on a cross, and arose from the dead as the world's substitute and redeemer. Through faith in Christ, we receive the benefits of what Christ achieved through his atoning work. We exalt in having the forgiveness for every single one of our sins, in being accounted as God's dear children, in receiving everlasting life. We also confess Christ's second advent. Peter describes his first readers and all later believers as those who are waiting for the coming of the day of God. We look forward to Judgment Day because we are ready for Christ's second coming. God has made us ready. We and all other believers from the past, in the present, and in the future will survive Judgment Day. That is, we, body and spirit, will be left standing with the Lord while the universe is consumed, while all unbelievers are sent to hell. Further, we confess the new creation. Peter writes in the verse following our text, "We are waiting for the new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." The fire that will burn up this universe at the same time will be a purging, cleansing fire, getting rid of all sin and corruption. Our God loves us so much that not only will he save our spirit, not only will he save our body by raising and perfecting it on the last day and joining it to our spirit, he will also destroy all remnants of sin and bring about for us, after the fires of Judgment Day, a new heaven and a new earth. This second perfect universe will replace the one lost by Adam and Eve when they fell into sin. The present heaven of glory, the abode of the triumphant saints, will blend into this new creation. Righteousness and holiness will permeate this second paradise. Sin will never enter it. We will enjoy forever the continually unfolding splendors of the new heaven and earth in intimate fellowship with the Lord. This is the completion of God's saving work, through which we see again God's awesome love for us. Finally, this passage from Peter about the destruction of this present universe gives us strong encouragement for godly living. The apostle writes, "Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be?" Peter, in highlighting God's opposition to evil, reminds us that God does not like sin in his believers any more than he does in unbelievers. True wisdom, which only believers have, understands that it is always best to follow God's commands and avoid his corrective discipline, which he will give to us as his children as necessary. Thus, in the strength of Christ, motivated and empowered by the Spirit through the word and sacrament, we will abhor sin and avoid it. We will rid ourselves of any worldliness that might cling to us and put our minds on the things of the kingdom of God, on the things that will last. Joyfully confessing Christ, we will live life here on the earth to the fullest, and we will live it totally to the glory of God. An evangelist once said, "When I think that all I see about me is to be consumed, there remains nothing worth living for but to glorify God." This means faithfully doing our duty in the station in which God has placed us and doing it for the Lord. And we have a tremendous example of that today as we commemorate Martin of Tours and his ministry for the kingdom. Our good works, of course, will not save us, but they will be cited by the Lord on Judgment Day to show that we were true believers. What we do in accordance with God's will, in God's power, to God's glory, will be remembered in the age to come. The Bible says, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, for they rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." The end is coming. The universe will burn up. Rejoice. In Jesus' name, amen.